Komoia wa tamanui Franton tēnei, this is your Wātea English News. Iwi leaders meet with government ministers, including Prime Minister Chris Luxon, for the first time since the election at Waitangi this afternoon. Forum co-chair Rahui Papa says they hope to discuss a whole host of issues that have arisen from the coalition government's 100-day action plan and its relationship with Māori. At the top of the list will be the protection and sanctity of New Zealand's founding documents, the Treaty of Waitangi and He Whakaputanga, the 1835 Declaration of Independence.
The principles within He Whakaputanga remain as they are today, and there are a number of iwi, especially the North and Kahumunu and Waikato, that ascribe to He Whakaputanga. And so it's really the mana of those people that is being protected because they signed up to the principles of He Whakaputanga, and we want to protect those in a modern-day context.
Rahui Papa says the Iwi Chair's Forum has proved effective as a place for addressing contentious issues, as well as laying the foundation for working relationships between individual Iwi government in areas such as housing. Also, a group of Mangatū Block shareholders are calling for an investigation into a failed investment by the giant East Coast Land Incorporation. Shareholder Marissa Lance says the incorporation booked a loss of $47.3 million last year and accumulated losses since 2019, total more than $72 million. She says it's hard getting transparency and accountability into the organisation because of its structure, with the incorporation subject to Te Ture Whenua Māori and the Māori Land Court. But its subsidiary companies, such as a loss-making Canadian Fedlot venture, coming under the Companies Act.
An investigation is, in our view, warranted, given our concerns of the loss that we've actually been made aware of, and that we've looked at the reports over the last couple of years, and that's shown us, because we need to get a clearer indication and picture of where we are with our committee of management.
Maria Lance says she's not in favour of replacing the committee at the annual meeting later this month, because the people on there need to be held accountable. And paddlers from across the motu and from further afield world are gathering in Te Taitokero ahead of Waitangi Day. Regatta organiser Joe Conrad says a group of kaihoi from Ngāti Tūwharetoa arrived today, with more kaihoi expected from Te Arawa, Ngāti Awa, Ngāti Rangi and Aotea, as well as the Njord Royal Rowing Club from the Netherlands and a rōpū of kaihoi wahine from the Squamish Tribe of Oregon. As well as the launch of Ngā Toki Mata Whārua after the Waitangi Day service, they will join other important kaupapa.
Obviously, not only on the water, but off the water, welcoming in the Governor-General and all the dignitaries that are coming to Waitangi this year to celebrate the treaty.
And that's your Wātea English News.